All right, praise God. 2 Corinthians 6th chapter. Starting with verse 14. It says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? Or what fellowship has to do with righteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believeth with the infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Amen. Come on and give God some praise. Be ye unequally yoked. Be means to become what you're supposed to become. That's a child of God. You can't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, or those that don't know Christ, those that are not trying to know Christ like we once was. I wasn't trying to know him, but thanks God that he draw us by his spirit. That's the only way we can get to him. That's what Jesus said to those disciples and people over there in the gospel. He said, no one can come to the Father or come to me except the Father draw him. So God has drew us once and once and again, I don't know how many times he drew me, but there's always one situation that's going to get you caught up where you're going to turn loose and say, God, here I am. That's what I've done. I was sick and tired of being unequally yoked in bondage unto sin. And so when he gave me another chance, I don't know no number of it, but thank God for that chance. And I took that chance. And when I took that chance, then the light came on. And I looked at all of that junk that I was yoked to. I looked at all that stuff that I was in. I looked where I came from. I looked where I had been in my life all the way up to 40 years. 40 years of being yoked in bondage. That's something to be yoked. You look back in the Bible and you read the Old Testament and it talks about the temple. It talks about the building of the temple. They put the temple up and they made a place for God to reside in.
Yeah.
The Ark of the Covenant. That was one step. God accepted the sacrifice. He didn't like it, but he accepted it.
Come on now.
And then as we go down through the ages, John looked up and said, behold, the Lamb of God. The temple finally arrived. The builder of the temple finally arrived. Said, behold the Lamb of God that comes to take away the sins of the world, or take away those that are yoked in bondage. My God. Hallelujah. And then he walked up out of the Gospels after he got to explain a lot of things to him. And he passed this gospel on to another race of people.
The
same one he's calling my people then, he's the same God today calling us his people.
All right, now.
That's right.
We are yoked with Christ.
Come on.
Glory to God. At times, Israel was not allowed to yoke animals that was unequal with one another. For instance, they couldn't yoke their donkey with an ox because the ox is much bigger than the donkey and much stronger than the donkey. And it would be lopsided. And they couldn't do the plowing like it's supposed to be because the ox would wear the donkey out sooner or later because he didn't have enough strength. They also, God told him, don't make your animals, don't make the donkey with the ox. Why? Because they don't have the same mindset, or they don't have the same character, or they don't have the same strength. They don't have the same genes as the ox have.
Right.
So you can't mix them up. They have done a lot of mixing today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They're mixing the food up. They crossbreeding the corn and cabbage and all that stuff. And they're coming up with their own name. They crossbreeding the medicine. They crossbreed so much they come up with another name called generic.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be better than the original. It's the same mess.
That's right.
It's man's doing.
Yoked
to his own mind, his own imagination.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And that's what he's displaying today. He displayed it back then. That's why God was angry at him all the time. And he's still displaying it. He displayed it in the gospel, and he's still displaying it. But there was one that came that he told him in the gospel. He said, if you destroy this temple, I'm going to raise it up in 3 days. Glory to God. But he was talking about himself being the temple.
That's right.
Glory to God. And he raised it up. He built the temple. And glory to God, he brought it over to you and I. And now we are that living temple of God. We are the temple that is yoked together in a oneness. Glory to God. We are that temple, glory to God, that's called the body. And glory to God, that's made up of different cells. But we are not different from one another because we are all with the one word. We all moving in the same direction. We all doing the same thing. We all praising the same God. We all lifting up one another. We are all getting the blessings from God. We all have access to His will. We are yoked together in God. We are the living temple of God.
Yes.
Come on, give it. Glory to God. Unequally yoked. Being, you know, so if we're not careful, we can be unequally yoked. Being a child of God, trying to live in the world according to its standards. Now we need money, we need food, we need water, we need all this stuff because God put it here for us. And we have to have these things to supply strength to the body. But when Jesus came and did away with all of the rituals and all that stuff, you don't have to do this. The one sacrifice now is living on the inside
of us. That's right.
And in His will is everything that we have need of.
Amen.
Glory to God. I don't care if you get sick with some diseases that you have. Yeah, they, you know what? They put a new name on the disease every day. Jesus took 39 stripes, saved one. All them diseases. But since then, the diseases don't stay the same because tuberculosis, they don't learn how to bring it under subjection. But that which spawned from tuberculosis, they can't bring that under subjection. They call it cancer of all sorts. All kind of names they call it. Glory to God. Every time you turn around, there's sickness and disease that they are naming. And they always come up with, I get so sick and tired of them drug people coming on TV saying this drug is for that. I believe they're having competition with one another. You know, you see one commercial, this drug. You see the next commercial, it's a different name, but for the same thing.
Right.
Somebody. They say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody's making money. I put it that way.
There you go.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
There you go.
Truth.
Yes, tell it.
But it says, we cannot yoke, don't be unequally yoked together or be unequally yoked to with unbelievers. People are there not on the same line as you are. People are not speaking the same thing that you are speaking. You can't be unequally yoked with them. Glory to God. I, you know, at work sometimes people use that foul language. And they curse. I said, you know, I'm like, I said, hey, you don't need to curse. Why you got to curse?
Right.
Like Denzel Washington, I was trying to remember that movie, The Equalizer.
Yeah.
And they would curse. I said, why you got to curse? You know. But there's other language that they use that don't have a curse word in it, but it vexed your spirit.
Yeah.
That's unequally yoked.
Uh-huh.
So God is saying that you don't have to listen to that. You don't have to fellowship with that or be partakers of it.
Yeah.
Glory to God, because you're a child of the living God.
That's right.
Amen.
You don't have to suck. Listen, I done brought you out of that darkness with my marvelous light. And my light is in you. And you're not in that darkness any longer.
Right.
Glory to God. You can see the difference between yoked and unequally yoked.
Yeah.
You're not in the darkness anymore. You're not walking after the ways of the world. But you are walking in me and I'm walking in you. And you are my people and I'm your God. And everything that you have need of, I have said in my word that if you ask it in my name, believe it, and doubt not in your heart, that means that you don't go yoke up with your imagination and your mind. You can have whatsoever you say. Why? Because the word of God is true.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And a lie is a lie.
Yes, it is.
But man will try to change the lie into the truth. He affects your spirit until you believe it or not believe it. But there's another that is unequally yoked. I'm talking about don't be unequally yoked with the mindset of the old nature.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
That reminds me of a commercial. I know all y'all have probably seen this commercial. Well, some of you all, you know, if you're older than me, if you're old as I am, you done heard it. Brother Andy probably heard it before. It's a commercial come on the TV and says, and little boy and the dog in the chute, the dog barked. He said, hi. He said, I'm Buster Brown. I live in a chute. This is my dog Tag. He lives here too. Jesus come along and he said, behold, glory to God. He said, I'm your God now.
Come on now.
You abide in me. I abide in you.
Yeah.
But he said, let me tell you something else. He said, that other joker that caused you to trip up and be unequally yoked, he lives here too.
Yeah. Come on now.
But God said, you can do all things through me.
That's strengthening you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And let him talk. Glory to God. Let the dog bark, but he can't hurt you. Glory to God. Let him yap all day, but he can't bite you. Glory to God. Because you're yoked up with Jesus Christ. And he's the author and the finisher of your faith. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He created all things for his good will and pleasure. And he's walking in us. And we are walking in him for his good will and pleasure. We are his people. And he is our God. Come on and give us some praise. They lean on their own understanding. That's what that scripture is talking about. That it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Mm-hmm. Lean not to your own understanding,
that's
glory
right.
to God. Because let me tell you something. The one that's in that temple with you, glory to God, he's trying to get you to go over to his way.
Wow.
He's got many things for you to do. And many things. Just like that medicine I was talking about. He'll come up with this one. And he'll come up with that one, and he'll tell you that it means the same thing, but it's different over here. It's a little strong over here. It's a little this, and it's a little that, glory to God. But God said, don't be unequally yoked to that mindset.
Uh-huh.
Paul said, the mind that was in Christ, let this mind be also in you.
That's right.
You got to stay yoked up to that mind,
that's
glory
right.
to God.
That's right.
You got to listen to that mind. Let me tell you something, it's a battle. That's why I thank God that Christ is abiding on the inside with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Me and Andy talk all the time. He asked me, did you pass the test today? I said, and he told me today he paid 80 on the score. I tell him, I say, I live under the glory of God. Sometimes it's up and down. Sometimes you make 75, and the next day you make 85. It's up and down, but you got to stay in contact with Jesus, because I don't care how low you get, he can raise you up. I don't care how sick you get, he's sticking to heal you. I don't care how broke you are, he can bless you out of his will with all of the money that he created in the earth for the children of God. Come on and give us a praise. Hallelujah. It says, what fellowship does righteousness with unrighteousness? Righteousness. You know what righteousness is? It's the one who trusts in Christ and becomes the righteousness of God in him. That's in Christ. In other words, he becomes in Christ all that God requires a man to be. All that he could never be in himself. There's no righteousness in man.
That's right.
That's why they put that UN on the front. That means it undone the righteousness that man claimed he is. And let him know that he's not righteous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But man will talk in your ears all the time. But you got to know who you are in Christ. If you don't know who you are in Christ, then you need to revisit the altar one more time. You need to go back and ask God to open up to you. You got to remember, God is the light, and he came into that darkness. He shined and see the darkness can't handle the light. He came. And if you don't understand who you are in Christ, then you need to get down on your knees. Now, you don't have to get on your knees wherever you are. You need to ask God to show you his way, because either you forgot or you've been tripped up and unequally yoked with the mindset of the old nature. Glory to God. Yeah. So you got to come back to God. Glory to God. Have a refreshing, a renewing of your mind.
Come on now.
Glory to God. So that God can let you know that he's still your God. He's still walking with you. He's still blessing you. He's still protecting you. He's still taking care of you. He's still the temple that you abide in. You are that temple. The temple is filled with everything that you have need of. It's filled with joy and peace and righteousness. It's filled with the Holy Ghost, glory to God. It's filled with the anointing. It's filled with the prophet, glory to God. It's filled with the king, glory to God. It's filled with the way, the sure way, glory to God. It's filled with the more excellent one, glory to God. Come on and lift him up, for he is God, and there's none else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, and what communion has light with darkness? Darkness came. Was there. But when the light came, darkness was done away with. See, we don't have to communicate with the old nature, because light came and delivered us.
Yeah.
So we don't have any more communication with him. You think? That's not going to stop him from operating in the temple. Not going to stop him from causing you to be tripped up, causing you to slip and slide, cause you to wander from the mark or from the path. But you got to remember the light that's in the temple. The light, when you miss the mark, the light brings you back on course.
Amen.
When you wander from the path, the light puts you back on the right path. Why? Because the light said, I'll never leave you, neither will I fail you. So that don't mean just because you wander off that you're going to stay out there, because God said, I won't fail you, but I'm going to bring you back and put you back on the path of righteousness.
Yes.
So you don't be unequally yoked. Hallelujah. God ain't going to let you go out there and be unequally yoked. People say, once saved is always saved. Yeah. Don't listen to the old mindset. The Bible also said, a man has to work out his own salvation with fear and trembling.
That's right.
Glory to God. Right. So it ain't no sit down job.
Come Come on.
It ain't no ice cream and cake.
Come on.
Glory to God. It ain't just because you got saved, come you on. Gonna stay saved.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to work on it.
That's
glory
right.
to God.
Yes.
Because if you don't work on it, you're gonna revert back to the old way.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. But I thank God, He said, I'll never fail you.
That's right. Yes.
Glory to God. He won't let you go that far without bringing you back online. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God will put you back in the right perspective with Him. God, why? Because you are His children. You are His, the one that He raised up and called His own.
My Lord.
Come on and give God some praise. And what kind of cause has Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believeth with an infidel? What part does he have with the devil? I'm not talking about Lucifer. I'm talking about the one that Jesus spoke of many times, especially in John, the 8th chapter and the 44th verse, when he told him, you are of your father, the devil.
Yeah.
And he was a murderer from the beginning.
Yeah.
And you will do the lust of your father.
Yeah.
But they didn't understand what that was, you know. And he wasn't talking about Lucifer, because Lucifer was already under subjection.
Uh-huh.
He was already taken care of.
That's right.
But he was talking about the mindset of the man.
That's right.
He said, you are that mindset.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who was in the beginning a murderer.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times I think about it, I wish I could have been there to do something about that, but it wasn't brought up that way. Couldn't do anything. But now you can.
Yeah.
Now you can do something.
Yeah.
With all your heart, all your soul, all your might, glory to God, you can do something. That's why it says become, glory to God. You can do something now. Hallelujah. You can lift up Jesus. You can raise up Jesus. Glory to God. You can use the word that is the power of God that's in you. You can use that word to rebuke anything that comes your way from darkness. Glory to God. You can rebuke it. You can get rid of it. You can cast it aside. You can bind it up. Glory to God. Hand and foot and cast it out. Glory to God. That imagination of those thoughts that come in, you can bind those thoughts up and you can get rid of them.
Amen.
Because if you don't, you might end up in one of those places called a sane asylum. On one of those floors where people walk around pulling their thumb, pulling their hair.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. And talking out of their heads. I look at that, I said, God, that's the man there. You know, they can't help it, they don't know, because he's got a hold of them, you know. When I go to visit my mother, I see those that are like that, glory to God. And my mother, you know, I thank God for my mother, because God Almighty, she astounds me sometimes in her mind. She talk about things in the past that about the children and the grandchildren, and she asked me, how is your brother? Talking about my brother. And he asked you, I haven't heard from Doris. That's my sister, glory to God. She hasn't been here in a while. She's, I don't like this place, but I'm going to stay here. And she called it a hospital. She said, I'm going to stay here. And it amazed me sometimes how she talked. She talks straight and she's not pulling her thumb. She gets up and takes care of her own self. They're supposed to be taking care of her. She get up and push the wheelchair. She get up and dress herself, glory to God. And she go down to eat, feed herself. She come back upstairs and said it was a good meal. I ate all of this meal, glory to God. That's nothing but the grace of God, which is sufficient. Glory to God. Where we abide, no man can buy there but Jesus and you, glory to God. And that grace is sufficient in the temple to supply the need to everything that you have need of. But you got to make up in your mind that you want to follow this word and you want to follow this God and not else. Come on and give me some praise. Hallelujah. I told her, I said, you trying to outlive me. She'll be 104 this February. I look at her, I said, I shake my head. I feel all right. I ain't hurt nowhere. My knee won't let me stand up sometimes. It hurt. Couldn't come up them steps this morning. Rail, I go. I had to grab that rail and come up like this, you know, with the good one. My wife wanted to get an operation on that one. Need to come up and put the good one first. To tell you. My wife can tell you about that. Glory to God. But I look at her, man, and I said, whew, thank you, Jesus. Your grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient for everything. Glory to God. God will not let you down. He said, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? What agreement does this temple have with the temple of idols? What agreement does this temple have with the temple of the mindsets that is not the same mindset of Christ Jesus? That's what he's saying. What agreement? There's no agreement.
Right.
Christ came that we might have life.
Yeah.
And have it more abundant.
Uh-huh.
The old nature took care of it in the beginning.
Yes, he did.
We was on death row. I thank Jesus that he walked in on death row and got me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He said, for ye are the temple of the living God.
Yeah.
As God has said, I will dwell in them. And I will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Yeah. Now, this wasn't the first time he said that.
Nope.
He said it over in Ezekiel 20 and 34. He said that. It was to let them know that Christ was coming to get his people.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ezekiel 37:27. And he said it in Leviticus 26 and 12. That's pertaining to the 16th verse. I said all that to say this, that God has been talking all along.
Yes.
And when God gets us to listen to him and to hear him, and we know that we are his, then we ought to turn aside for every other thing that come our way that's not like him.
Amen.
See, that's what a fight is, turning away from those things that is coming to you, turning away from those things that is natural to you, turning away from those things that you was born into, turning loose those things. See, you see this is a new way now. It's not the old way. See, we was born of a woman a few days full of that old way.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. So you had to unlearn the old way and learn the new one.
Yeah.
You had to learn how to dwell in Christ and he dwell in you.
Yes.
Then it says, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. He said that in Isaiah 52 and 11. Ezekiel 20 and 34, he said that. So that's why God said in the Old Testament, and they are saying it in the New Testament, God said it in the beginning back in the Old Testament, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from his mouth shall man live by.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whether it's right, whether you are right with God, or whether you're wrong, the word that came forth out of God's mouth, man is going to live by. I don't care what he thinks or what he lacks. He's going to live by. Whatsoever man sowed, that shall he also reap. He's going to live by. So you can sow whatever you want to sow, but you're going to live by. I was telling my son, I said, well, you know, I said, seed sowing is like this. You've got one seed. I said, you see that tree out there? It comes from one seed. But look at it again. It's got limbs. It's got leaves on it. It's got more seeds on it. It's got bark on it. The bark fall off it and it replenishes itself. When you sow bad seed, only God has that under control, the harvest. Because you don't know how long it's going to last. You don't know how many times it's going to reproduce.
My Lord.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Come on. Now, let me tell you something. It don't reproduce the same thing all the time. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. What's bad is bad. Yeah. Glory to God. And it's going to get worse.
Come on.
My Lord.
That's what God said in the word. He said that the evil seduces the men will wax worse and worse in the earth.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So it's going to get worse. So if I were you, I'd watch my seeds that I sow.
Amen.
You know, me and God, that's one lesson I fail a lot of time from, Andy. That's the one I concentrate on the most, because I don't want to sow them seeds. I got enough stuff, Glory to God. I'm tired of carrying all of this. I got enough of that. So you got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired of the way we are and how we are living. Never give up, Glory to God. The Bible says be content in such as you have, but you don't have to be satisfied.
Come on now.
Why? Because the will of God says you don't have to be satisfied.
That's right.
But the things that you do have, God gave them to you. He created everything up on this earth, Glory to God, so you can't walk around any of it and get to it. Glory to God. He put it here in the earth, so you can't go to Mars and get it.
Come on now.
You can't go up to Jupiter or the moon and get it. He put it in the earth for man. Glory to God. He didn't put man on the moon. He didn't put him on Jupiter. But man, his infinite wisdom, he decided to go to Jupiter to try to find out something else. He wanted to find a better place to live when the best place to live is in Christ Jesus. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Best place to live.
So he said, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Yes.
You can't be wishy-washy with God. That's the unequal yoke.
Right.
You know, you can't be around those and I'm telling you, boy, out there they talk politics going out of their ears.
Yeah.
And I sit in front of that computer and they be what you think about it? They call me Fletcher by my first name. Or they know I'm a pastor. What do they care?
Right.
So they call me by their first name. My first name. You know, well, I don't mind that. That is my first name.
Amen.
So to God. And they ask me, what do you think about so-and-so? I said, I don't read the newspaper. And so what do you think about on the radio? Hold on a minute. I got to get this scheduled. See, God will give you wisdom to overcome when you need to overcome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then if it push come to shove, I'll take it. I said, wait a minute, I got to change the batteries in my earplugs. Glory to God. You ain't got to put up with all that stuff. You say, come out from among them clean things. You got to keep coming out. You got to keep rebuking it. You got to keep living according to the scriptures.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When the words, what the scripture said, he said, God, I think it's in Psalms, said, God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord,
yes.
My
yes.
Redeemer.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes. Yes.
God will give you wisdom to deal with those that are unequally yoked.
Come on.
Yes,
He'll give you the knowledge and the understanding.
Yes, he will.
But you got to be ready to do it. You can't be afraid not to use it. First, I used to stay back. Glory to God. You know, now, you know, I realize that I'm saved. You know, I'm sort of sitting back waiting on them to ask me something out of the ordinary so I can leap into the word. But, you know, God will direct you and guide you. You got to listen to the Holy Ghost. You got to learn how to flow in the Spirit. Let me tell you something. Flowing in the Spirit ain't up here preaching all the time, because the biggest pulpit is out there in the world. You got to learn how to flow in the Spirit. You got to learn how to flow in the Spirit on your job, glory to God, in your family, in your home. You got to learn how to flow in the Spirit. And God, that's the knowledge of God, the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that grace which is sufficient. He'll give you what to say and what not to say. Come on and give God. He said, I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. The Lord Almighty. Elyon, mighty God. Elyon, the Most High. The Almighty God in relationship to those, his people. He's the Almighty God. He's the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He's the Lord over the host. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is the one that raised up and put down. He was the one that laid down and got up again. Glory to God. I'm so glad he got up, because when he got up, I was in that getting up. Glory to God. I was not yet here yet, but the preparation was made.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
When he got up, the preparation was made for you and I.
Yes.
So when our time came, we can get up in that resurrection. Glory to God. That's the resurrection life of Jesus. He didn't do it for nothing, but he did it for the whole human race. Glory to God. But he know that everybody's not going to come to him. That's why he said, you can only come to me if the Father draw you by his spirit, then can you come to me. I thank God that he done threw everybody up in here. We came to him, and let me tell you something. I'm with you all because we are one body, so we're going to keep moving on and keep fighting a good fight of faith. We're going to keep doing what we know to do. We're going to keep studying. We're going to keep eating from this table, glory to God, because this table is not a diet. It won't make you fat. It won't make you too big, but it'll make you strong, glory to God. It'll make you happy. It'll make you full of joy. It'll make you full of peace. It'll put righteousness in your heart. It'll put the soul, glory to God, on fire for God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is study to show yourself approved. This is the will of God. This is the plan of God. This is the purpose right here. Come on, give God some praise. That's why God spoke over in Deuteronomy. He said, you have not because you ask not. See, we ask him in the wrong thing.
Thank you.
In the wrong way.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah to your name.
We wear God out with our wants.
My Lord.
We wear him out with our needs.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
God is trying to let us know that. He don't have to create anything else for us.
Hallelujah.
That's why I said you have not because you ask not.
That's right.
He's not going to create nothing else. He's not going to do anything over. He's not all a do-over God. He done done all he can do. And he ain't going to do nothing else.
Say it.
Now it's up to you to what? To be or become like Jesus.
Yes.
If you want what Jesus prepared for us, then you got to go for it.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm like the pastor. I want everything in that will that's for me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I done missed something. God said, he ain't going to let you miss it because he said in his word, he said, your blessings of the Lord shall overtake you, glory to God. So we ain't going to miss out on nothing. But all you got to do is get yourself stayed up on him and you'll have perfect peace about your want and your needs in Christ Jesus. Everybody stand. Come on, please.
Thank you. Glory to God.
Wake those children up. Bring them down here.
You know what? You need to get out my head, Red. You know you in my head. You just say it.
Bring your children down front.
They don't have a clue. They're about to get it.
Come on down.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus asked, offered them to pray. Now the kids were brought to church this morning to hear and to receive.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus told the disciples to go ahead on this too. The kids fell asleep, right? Because of the will of the natural.
Yes.
God, but I pray, God, that you speak to them like
right
never
now,
before.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
God, you said you'll never leave you. Jesus, you said that everything that was put in your hand, you didn't lose none of it. God, these are not lost.
Yes.
God, we're stretching our hand toward them. We're agreeing in your name, God, that you draw them by your spirit and never before. God, anoint them, God, because there's no special age to have the anointing or the ability of you. So, God, I pray that you strengthen them in their minds, God, and show them things that they have never seen before, God, because you showed us things that turned us around. You showed them things that could turn them around.
Right. Yeah.
So, Father, I pray, oh Lord God, touch them and anoint them and keep them in Jesus' mighty name. Come on and give God some praise.
Yeah.
be seated.